protecting the homeland, and protecting civil rights, security of freedom. September 11 changed the United States' priorities, and the war on terrorism has drawn criticism from many of the United States' international partners. Important questions are being raised in the United States about the war on terrorism. Some of the questions are, can the war even be won? How has the role of law enforcement changed since 9/11? And the most important question is, how do we protect individual rights and at the same time protect the homeland? We all want law enforcement to seek answers and take steps to prevent another terrorist attack. However, homeland security faces some challenges, such as encroachment of individual rights and privacy, while protecting the homeland and individual rights. The global war on terrorism is a challenge unprecedented in the history of the United States. It dictates a re-examination of the balance between national security and civil liberties to accomplish the dual goals of preventing future attacks and maintaining our commitment to the U.S. Constitution. The events of 9/11 forced the U.S. administration to review domestic and international laws and policies to consider their continued viability and long-term implications. These laws include the USA Patriot Act and its interaction with the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, U.S. criminal law, and international laws, such as the Hague and Geneva Conventions. The tension between civil liberties and homeland security is extraordinarily complex, with immigration policy, criminal law, privacy, the First Amendment, and separation of power dimensions, among others. Over the years, strict legal limitations have been established and vigorous oversight structures enacted to protect the people from governmental intrusion. We live in dangerous times, but are we the first Americans to face threats to our country? How we deter, prevent, or disrupt future terrorist attacks while maintaining the freedom of the citizens is still a question of debate. There appears to be no easy answer, but the balance between freedom and security needs to be maintained.